this and like join a little meeting.
Governor Hinn?
In the office.
So we're recording? Ready, Martin?
Yep.
Call to order the Finance and Audit Committee meeting, May 18th at 5 p.m. Or 5, 6 p.m.? Call that. Okay, please stand for the pledge. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Director Warfield?
Here.
Director Sanderson?
Here.
Calvin Louis?
Here.
Cindy Byram?
Here.
Scott Nelson?
Here.
Is it going to be you doing, Cindy? Will you be going over the financials?
Scott is going to show.
Okay, so.
We're happy to.
For the monthly financial, right?
For the month of April?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or you can if you like. You normally do. We're not here to take the stage.
It's okay. You could do it.
I'm happy to let you do it and answer any questions. I'm not trying to pass it around.
I use your notes to do it.
Okay.
Well, you guys are here anyway.
We're here.
All right. So, we're looking at the profit and loss report as of April 30th. I will, if you guys like me to run each line, call out.
No. Call out the outlier.
Well, the outlier. All right. All right. So, to run down standing out items right now, base rate for water bills and commodity sales, those percentages are skewed because of the adopted rate study, so those will be skewed through the remainder of the year, and we see that get adjusted in our budget, so next year we'll track more in line. DHPO contract, we are trending a bit ahead of budget, just a smidge.
Excuse me. It helps if you tell us a line number.
Yes, sir.
It's just health. So.
I gotcha. All right, then line 9, new account fees. We're over budget there. We budget these conservatively and seen more account fees than anticipated so far this year. We've also seen a lot of incident fees on line 10. Those, again, are unbudgeted. They're unpredictable in nature, but that's good. That's $10,000 revenue that we didn't anticipate for the district. Property taxes, I've kind of seen this everywhere. We're at line 16. We're at 66% year-to-date. Tax roll seems like it might be a bit slow. I think major receipts are going to come through in May. I've seen that across at all our clients.
Mm-hmm.
But we anticipate big receipts in May and June that will get us to budget. Interest income, as we sort of discussed in budget on line 19, that's trending very low. Interest rates are down, and that will be adjusted in budget for 21-22.
So that's due to LAIFs? What are you doing there?
That's LAIFs has gone down a lot of points and investments everywhere, really.
Yeah,
it's kind of just across the board. Interest rates are down. Jumping down to line 28. This is something we've discussed in the budget, but office assistant, that appears over budget because of the hiring of our full-time office assistant. Everything else through salary, payroll benefits, appears trending on budget or near enough, not worth noting. Engineering, line 47, a lot of increased engineering services so far this year. We sort of discussed this in the budget discussion as well, but sort of an outlier year, a lot of as-needed services have gone on.
Also, GSA?
GSA, and also some work related to the well maintenance capital item. Line 71, temporary labor, that was related to the rate study. So that is shown at 117% of budget, but that is done and complete, so we will not see any activity there, and no budget for next year. Line 85, safety. We just had more safety equipment purchases than we budgeted. We set that amount, I'd say, a little low at 500 last year, and the budget for next year would definitely have that upped. Equipment rental, line 87, that was for as-needed equipment rentals. I think there was a few leaks this year that required rental of equipment or also aero boards, traffic redirection stuff. And then miscellaneous, line 96, majority of expenses there are related to COVID-19 testing, office cleaning, stuff. We're one-off items that we'll hopefully only see this year. We'll not continue to do that. I believe that is everything I would like to know. If anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
So we're doing better, right, from line 111, the net income and loss?
Yes, we are showing, we're on track. I would say we're on track.
Okay.
We're at 82% of what we budgeted overall. And I think the way we're heading, we will end the year better than budgeted. Leaning on Cindy here for what?
I think so. So we're at 82%, and it's 83% of the year. But sales are going to start to, water consumption is going to start to pick up in May and June. And really picks up quite a bit. So we're going to probably end the year less than the negative that we had budgeted for. Largely, too, though, when we're looking at that page, I definitely think we're going to end the year better. It's largely driven, too, though, on line the capital projects. So line, like, for example, 102 and 103 are under budget. I mean, if those three capital projects, for whatever reason, there's a lot more expended on them in May and June, then that wipes out what I just said of getting ahead in May and June with water sales consumption.
On line 108, the debt service principal, is that going to stay at 100%?
Yes. Uh-huh. We made the last payment on both loans. All loan payments have been made for the year. April, we made the last payment on, or the last payment for this fiscal year on DWI.
Okay. Those are more questions on that. Do you want a balance statement?
Yep. Want to talk about where we're at cash position line?
Sure.
I'm honest with you. I'm not sure what you're saying.
Yeah, so we put the lathe and the checking together. We're at, you know, almost $900,000. We know that we're going to draw some of that down over time, but, you know, our target was always $1 million, and then we kind of adjusted in the rate study to be more than that as a set percentage of our expenses. But overall, your total assets are $8 million, and your total liabilities are $900,000. That's a really nice place to be in. I was just looking at another agency of mine that their total assets were $33 million and their total liabilities were $65 million. So you are in a very nice position, actually. And as your debt starts to burn off in a couple of years, your balance sheet's going to look even better. So I'm pretty comfortable with where you're at right now.
I don't have any. Okay. So we adjourn. Okay. So I move to adjourn the Finance and Audit Committee meeting at 5:16.
Do I have a second or not? I think I do.
Yes.
Yeah. I second.
Okay, so motion to adjourn at 5:16 p.m. made by Director Wargo, seconded by Director Sanderson. Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Motion adjourned at 5:16 p.m. on Tuesday, May 18th, 2021.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we...
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
I got two more checks.
Are you guys staying?